This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening on Saturday, a Lyme disease awareness and prevention event, 10 a.m. to noon at Phoenix Charter School in Roseburg. And Julia Master in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Kyle.
Yeah, so talk about the event and why you're having it.
So I'm helping organize a Lyme disease awareness and prevention event here in Roseburg in partnership with Thundering Water and Comunidad y Herencia Cultural. This became deeply personal for me after my own health journey with Lyme disease. Like many people, diagnosis, treatment process has been difficult and overwhelming, and I realize how little awareness there is in our rural community. So this event started as something simple and small and soon rapidly grew into a community-wide initiative. Lyme disease can be difficult to recognize because many of the symptoms mimic other conditions. Early detection and treatment are incredibly important, and awareness can help prevent long-term complications.
Now, I imagine a lot of people really don't know what Lyme disease is. It sounds like it is kind of complicated.
It truly is. Lyme disease is carried by a tick bite, which we do have a lot here in Douglas County. We live in an area where people spend a lot of time outdoors, especially as the months warm up. We do a lot of hiking, sports, ranching, hunting, working outside, fruit picking. And so prevention and education really do matter for families here.
So on Saturday, what can people find out if they show up?
This is a free community event focused on education, prevention, wellness support, and community connection with Dr. Kaylin Bronte visiting us from Grants Pass. There will be nutrition and wellness support, a smoothie station with the WOW truck, bilingual outreach, and I do want to say thank you for the support of Current Orthodontics, Bee Sweet Treats, the DCMA, and all our volunteers for their dedication and support.
And how long ago was it for you when Lyme disease became an issue?
My very first symptom was in February of 2020, right before COVID hit. I experienced a episode of short-term memory loss that lasted 5 days. And I was quickly referred to mental health for treatment of PTSD and bipolar disorder and basically any mental health illness, you name it, I had it. And then in 2022, I developed seizures. In 2023, my heart started not functioning for me. In 2024, I got very ill. And then in summer of last year was when I really hit rock bottom. And I finally found a doctor that listened and paid attention. Shout out to Julia Koval. And she ran tests specifically for that. And they came back without a doubt positive. And so that's kind of where my journey began in October of last year.
And I've heard from other people in past years kind of similar things to what you just said. You've got kind of a series of different things. It could be something else, could be this. But it's when it's all put together that it's realized after maybe a lot of testing that it is Lyme disease, and then you've got to deal with it.
Yes. Unfortunately, you really have to advocate for yourself. That's what we did. We did a lot of self-advocating, ask a lot of questions. I can only speak from my personal experience in the time from when I've got diagnosed up to date. I've heard of 4 other cases, unfortunately, where they're still in the early stages of getting tested. The tests can come back. It's a 40% chance of a negative positive. So you really do have to advocate for yourself and get the testing done. A lot of the treatments are not clinically proven yet to work for one single person because everybody experiences different symptoms and side effects. And so a lot of the treatment is not covered by major insurances. So there's that piece.
Yeah, which really for some people would just kind of stop it right then and trying to get anything done because you can't afford to.
Yeah, you can't. You really can't. You basically cannot work. and then you're put on disability for a little bit while you go through treatment. Treatment is brutal. You get put on a special diet. A lot of your food intake matters a lot for symptoms and relieving a lot of the pain. But I can honestly say that this learning experience has brought me to the conclusion of self-advocating, advocating for our families, putting a lot of awareness out there for people to just prevent it from happening, because we can prevent it, especially for mi gente that works out there in the farms and they are picking grapes and blackberry season and all of that stuff. You know, there's a lot of ways that they can prevent that. We have a lot of logging companies in town, Forest Service, BLM, and they all work out in the forest, you know, where they have the high exposure. But it can happen at home, too. You have pets, you have dogs. Really, ticks are everywhere.
Wow. So, again, the event is 10 to noon on Saturday, Phoenix Charter School. Anything else people ought to know?
Just really... we want people to come out, learn, ask questions, offer support for one another. There are still people out there fighting the invisible illness, and knowing that there's people out there willing to support and help one another as a community is very important. And yeah, just come out and have some fun.
All right, Julia Master, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.